Shkalim Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet 1-4. In the previous Mishnah, we ended up saying that the Kohanim must contribute to the Machzor Shekel like everybody else. And this Mishnah will come to potentially disagree with that point. The Mishnah says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Hey Ben Buchri B'Yavne, that this fellow Ben Buchri, when he was in Yavne, Yavne was where the Sanhedrin went immediately after it left Yerushalayim, after the Chorban, and at that time they collected a number of testimonies of people who had, you know, things to pass on that shouldn't be forgotten. And there, Ben Buchri testified, says Rabbi Yehuda, that kol kohen sheshokol eino chote, that any kohen who contributes to the machzor shekel, he doesn't do a sin. That is to say that he's certainly not obligated to do so, that's the implication, but if he does contribute, that is not going to be a crime. In other words, first of all, he's arguing that there's an obligation for the Kohanim to give in the first place. He says, no, there isn't. Now, why would there not be an obligation for the Kohanim to give? So, Ben Buchri understands, it seems, that the Kohanim understood that because the census back in the Midbar, in the desert, when they were giving those Machzor Shekel, the Pasuk specifies that everyone who is counted as part of the census should give the Machzor Shekel. Zeyitnu kol ha'over ala pikudim. Everyone should give it, those who are counting the census. And since the tribe of Levi weren't included in the census, they should be excluded from having to give the Machzor Shekel. That's the rationale. But, however, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai rejects that. I'm a Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to him, the him is not Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda lived long after Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. This is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai responding directly to Ben Buchri at the time of the establishment of the Sanhedrin in Yavne. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the Nasi, he was the head. And he said, Loki, he said that is simply incorrect. You've got a garbled Masorah. Ela kol kohen she'eno shokel chote. Any kohen who doesn't give his machzor shekel indeed does a sin, and that's the proper way to keep the tradition. Ela shokanim dershin mikra ze la'atzman. The thing is, explained Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that the kohanim rationalized an exemption for themselves based on the following spurious, incorrect drasha. They said, listen, the pasuk talking about menachos, those are meal offerings. The pasuk says, v'chol minchas kohen kalil tia lo se'achel. When it comes to a meal offering brought by a kohen, it can't be eaten by kohanim, it has to be burned. Now, the rationale is that if the kohanim would have a portion of the karbonos tzibur, the communal offerings, which include several menachos, as we'll enumerate in just a moment, the Omer, the Shtei Lechem, and the Lechem Apanim, all are menachos, and the Kohanim are instructed to eat those things, it must be they mustn't have a portion in them, otherwise they wouldn't be allowed to eat them. Therefore, it must be that they're exempt from making the contribution in the first place of the Machzor Shekel. That is the incorrect rationale that the Kohanim put forth in order to save themselves the Machzor Shekel, says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Again, here are the words inside. I didn't say the words yet explicitly word for word. So it says, Hoel va'omer ushtei alechem v'lechem apanim shelanu. They reasoned that since we are permitted to eat the Omer is the offering brought, it's the tenth of an Eifa, it's brought on the second day of Pesach, Cholmod Pesach, to be matzah, the new crops, the chadash. The shtei alechem are the two loaves of bread that are waved on Shavuos. And the lechem apanim are those 12 unique showbreads that are kept all week long on the shulchan in the kodesh and the heichal, and exchanged every Shabbos. And the kohanim every Shabbos eat them, the incoming mishmar itaf and outgoing itaf. But the point is they eat them. In all these cases, the kohanim are instructed to eat these breads, and therefore the kohanim reason must be that we haven't got a chelek, a portion in those breads. How would we be permitted to eat them if they belong to us also? But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says that's just altogether incorrect. While it is true that the verse does forbid Kohanim from eating menachos, that belong to them, that's when it's exclusively a Kohen's mincha. But when it's a jointly owned Korban Zibor, the Kohanim are indeed permitted to eat from the menachos, and therefore the whole rationale is wrong, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says that's incorrect, and the din is like him, like the previous Mishnah, that Kohanim must indeed, and Levim as well for that matter, must indeed contribute to the Machsa Shekel. Just as a side point, the Omer was certainly a bona fide mincha. It was burned in the Mizbeach. The Shtei Lechem and the Lechem Apanim actually were never offered on the Mizbeach. They're waived. But in the case of the Shtei Lechem, there's a Shtei Bezichna Levona. They're like two spoonfuls of frankincense that are kept on the Lechem Apanim, which are burned on the Mizbeach, but the Lechem Apanim are eaten, so they're not really technically offered, but they are referred to with language that implies mincha. In the case of the Shtei Lechem, it's actually called mincha chadasha, a new mincha. In this case of the Lechem Apanim, it's not exactly that way, but anyway, the Levona is called an askara, and that is the same as the Komet. In any case, the point is, those are considered to be menachos, and therefore, that was the rationale. Okay, but again, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in the previous Mishnah, that the Kohanim must contribute the Machsa Shekel, just we don't seize their assets to force them through collateral to make that contribution.